Following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
It is a beautiful Saturday morning on the First Coast. It's 10 o'clock, and that can only mean that this is the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And we are here live, as always, to talk about things that we might want to talk about, but more importantly, to answer your questions. Lines are always open, 222-8255, from the minute you hear our voice to the end of the line. So if you want to just do what they do on most of the financial shows, you can only listen to what they decide to pre-record. But if you want to take control and have a little fun and get some personal questions answered, give us a call. We will have a trivia question. If you are a returning veteran, if I might use that term today, of the show, thank you so much for hanging around. You're the folks that make us want to get up every Saturday morning and do this. If you're new, stick around for the whole hour if you can. You might learn something. You might like it. And please, everybody, tell your friends if you like the show. We love the feedback. So, wow, have we got a plateful today, I would say. But as usual, I like to kind of start by summarizing the week, and I'll give you my quick response to it, and then Adam can fill in the blanks. I thought it was an okay week that felt horrible.
I can't disagree with that. It was an interesting week, to say the least.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for Monday, because it really propelled the markets. The rest of the week was kind of ho-hum, but we did end up pretty well. And the quarter, looking at the quarter numbers, wow, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
It's been quite a quarter already, and we're just over a month into it. So far, depending on what index you're looking at, the fourth quarter is up between 9.3% on the S&P and 11.4% on the Dow. Not too bad. After this week, where the markets rose all between about 1% and 1.8%, everything is positive for the year now. The Dow is just above zero with a 0.5% gain. The S&P is solidly in the black with a 2% gain. And the NASDAQ is leading the way with an 8.7% gain on the year.
So why doesn't it feel good?
I don't know. Maybe because August was so ugly?
Well, that's part of it, I'm sure. I think it's because it's not happening across the board.
That's true. It's only there are certain equities, certain stocks that are propelling the market, and they are on fire, as they say.
If I could equate it to that old term that I hate so much, income inequality, what's happening now is results inequality. And you've got a handful of companies like Google, Apple,
Amazon,
Netflix that are really booming, and they're distorting the market indices, every one of them. And if you don't happen to have those or be involved directly in the index, you own anything else across the board, the more you're spread out, the more pain and suffering you've had to go through. Which is not to say don't do it, because you will be rewarded if you have some patience. And that's proven this week by the recurrence of the small caps, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point.
Small
caps have really lagged the market throughout this recovery. And this week we saw that trend a little bit reverse. So that's a positive sign.
Energy sector too.
Whew. Yeah, the big name energy stocks are doing okay, but the sector as a whole, not so pretty right now.
Yeah, and for those of you who are like I am and you really like having a little touch of the commodity area, hold on. The Dow and the NASDAQ and everything else are ganging up on you by making the dollar stronger, and it's just directly hammering all those assets. It is certainly not time to sell. The question is, is it time to buy?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
But if you already own them, yeah, you should probably stick with it. You don't want to sell at the low because inevitably they'll go up right after you sell.
All right. Explain the Jobs situation. I passed the buck on that one, didn't I?
Well, I'm just going to stick with
the
overall.
You know, there's a fine line, don't you, between passing the buck and delegating responsibility.
I'm not sure what that line is.
But I'm not sure either.
Yeah. So in reversal from last week's economic reports, this week was almost all good news. Just 6 of the total 25 reports missed expectations, and 13 actually beat. The rest either came in on target or didn't have estimates. The week started with the better-than-expected numbers from both the manufacturing and service reports from ISM, and then midweek we saw the total vehicle sales report beat expectations, and the automobile industry in general is really thriving right now, which is a great sign for the economy because people who don't have jobs tend not to buy cars. So some people out there have jobs, I guess.
Yeah, though if you look at the financing portion of the car business, it's kind of bubbly to me.
Yeah, yes and no. Everyone likes to use that term bubble to apply to everything
these
days.
Low quality.
Okay, that's fine. But doesn't necessarily mean it's a bubble. I mean, car loans are relatively short, and there is a underlying asset that the lender can take back from you. So,
well, and the newer your car, the longer it's going to last. The car makers have really done a great job in extending the useful life of a vehicle.
It's true. In particular, American cars are
5, 10, 15 years now. It's nothing on a new car.
Yeah, they've really come a long way since your 1980s American cars. They're just a lot better vehicles these days.
Yeah, don't slam the door.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a Ford. I remember that from the 70s.
So the ADP employment report came in better than expected, and so did the non-farm payrolls, private payrolls, and average hourly earnings reports. Average weekly hours and the unemployment rate came in on target. So overall, it looked like a great week for employment. Mm-hmm. And the unemployment rate now stands at 5%, the lowest it has been post-recession.
And one little gray area in there, the CES birth-death adjustment, was 165,000 people. I call those the made-up jobs. In other words, if we had reported this month, 24 months ago, before this was incepted by the administration, that number would have been 106,000. And there is a dramatic difference between 271 and 106. One's called recovery, and the other one isn't.
Yeah. In fairness, though, they do report that. They always report it not taking that into account. So the numbers are consistent from week to week based on what they are.
I'm still skeptical.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. It's only skepticism. I'm not saying they're wrong.
The only bad news that came out on the labor front was that the initial and continuing jobless claims came in higher than expected, but they're still at really low levels historically, so I wouldn't be too concerned about that uptick.
No, I'm not either. Not really that concerned. Give us a quick synopsis of earnings season.
The beat rate is now at 73% on earnings, while the revenue rate is at 44%, and I'd really like to see that revenue rate come up before I put my stamp of approval on the earnings season. That's pretty low.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting because the profits side was way better than expected.
Yeah, way better. But
so they're doing it on diminished numbers of shares outstanding and just cutting this and that. I'd rather see them grow.
Absolutely.
You can grow an economy into prosperity if you want to, but you're not going to do anything else by just cutting forever except to shrink. All right, I'm going to give you the trivia question very quickly. What percentage of American seniors move in any given year? And I'll tell you why I'm asking right after the break.
Homeowners, now is the season to be thinking about your roof, because all it takes is one storm to turn a small roof problem into a major leak. If it's time for a new roof, get your roofing installed the right way with Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. You'll get reliable service and installation. And Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. So if you need a new roof, don't wait till the next storm. Call Sears Roofing for a free in-home consultation. Call 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. That's Sears Roofing. Call right now. 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results. And you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we have the lines open, 222-TALK. That's 222-8255, area code 904 for you internet people. If you're listening from anywhere a long ways north, thanks for listening. But neener, 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 we got the nicest day ever.
It is really nice out.
It is spectacular.
Great football day.
Yeah, no kidding. Which, by the way, the one that most people are interested in, not you, is noon. That's the Gator game.
Who's interested in that?
Oh, I think you'd be surprised out there. I really do. Let's see. It's coming up. First, let me tell you why I asked that trivia question, and then we'll get to George right away. I asked the trivia question because we've been doing the series on long-term care. And part of long-term care and the insurance, therefore, involves the ability for you to stay in your home. And I have a bunch of reasons why people would want to do that. And then, of course, we can always talk about ways to do it. So the question is, what percentage of American seniors move in any given year? And I'll give you the first hint. It's not probably as high as you thought. And I say probably because I'm not sure everybody feels the way I do. But George, oh, darn it.
Oh, we lost him.
Lose George?
Yes.
Oh gotcha. Okay. Sorry, I touched two buttons at once, I think. It's my big clumsy fingers. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
What is your advice to your clients regarding this offer by GE of going to that trading their shares for that Synchrony?
I have not followed up on that. We don't do a whole bunch in the individual stocks, so unless somebody brings us one, we're not likely to know too much. Adam's going to look it up and see what we can find out. Is that Synchrony? Is that the credit card outfit?
Yeah, apparently the financial part of GE.
Oh, okay. GE Financial, they had that insurance part that spun off and became Genworth. The Synchrony, I'm kind of aware of it in that the Amazon credit card that a lot of us Amazon Prime people have is issued by them. So I'll tell you one thing above all else, I'm contributing to it. So I don't know. I'm not happy in general to see GE breaking up into all these pieces. I don't know that they do or don't know what they're doing, and I guess it's for smarter people than I to judge whether or not it's a good idea. But it seems to me that they're becoming something that I can't quite explain, and they are getting rid of all the kitchen appliances, and they spin off the insurance. What is GE as a company going to become? And maybe based on that, it would be a good idea to take that offer and split up your value that you have invested in the company a little bit and take it off to the side where the results are independent of the big company.
So what they're offering is to, you can tender your shares of GE in exchange for the shares of the new company.
What and kind of ratio or whatever?
You can do all, some, or none. It's up to you.
Oh.
So you can, it's your choice. And
yeah, I just didn't know what to do.
Well, I think it really depends on what you like. If you like GE as a company and want to stick with it, if you feel good about their manufacturing side and aren't as enthused that they were in finance in the first place, then I would stick with GE. But if you bought the company for their financial side, then obviously you want to go with the finance side that they're spinning off. So
yeah, GE has not done well stock-wise any increase in value in a long time. Right. And I didn't know if this new spinoff would do a lot better.
Well, is it going to be public when it's spun off?
Yes.
All right. Then you have a third option here. That would be to either do a little bit or none on the tender offer, watch the performance, and if it drops, as so many, we could consider this sort of an IPO. An IPO will normally open and then shoot up and then will gradually fall down to a level below the open. And maybe at that point you'd want to stock up a little bit, maybe sell some of the old GE. And
I'm looking at the one-year chart for GE, and they're up over 13%.
For this recently they've done a lot better than they have for the past number of years.
Definitely. And they're trading near their 52-week high. So that apparently the market likes what they're doing.
Do you own this in a tax-deferred account? Or
I own it in IRA.
Okay, good. So there's no tax implications of what we're talking about. That's a good thing. So if you've got a profit in it, and I assume this is a tax-free swap that we're talking
about. No, I have a loss in it, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well, then you cannot get anything back for an IRA loss, unfortunately.
Right, I know.
Yeah. I think I'd probably have to do a little more research on the stock itself. My inclination personally, I would not take them up on it. I would watch the new company come out, watch its performance, and decide somewhere along the line whether or not I wanted to buy some.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your help.
Do you want to take a shot at the trivia?
What was it?
What percentage of American seniors, meaning 65 and up, moves in any given year?
8%.
Oh, you are so close. A little bit high, though.
Oh, really?
Thank you for being intuitive, however.
Okay.
Good job. Thank you. Appreciate the call. All right. By the way, the trivia answer, if one gets it, we'll get you a $25 gift certificate from Publix, and that is sponsored by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. Okay, Adam. There's a big company out there that you wanted to talk a little bit about, and it's one that a lot of us are really interested in for various and sundry reasons.
Yeah, namely, right there while I was looking stuff up, I was using my iPad. So we're talking about Apple.
There you go.
And it's one of my favorite companies, not in terms of investing, just in the products that they have and the way that they interact with our daily lives. Almost everybody uses their products. It's truly amazing. Two weeks ago, they had a earnings announcement.
But did they ever?
Yeah. And they managed to increase their sales by a meager 28%. CEO Tim Cook said, "Our growth in 1 year was greater than the full year revenue of almost 90% of the companies in the Fortune 500. Wow.
That's the increase.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So what I want to talk about was just that their new business model. The way that people are paying for iPhones now is they are essentially financing them through their cell phone carriers. Yep. So there are now four things in your life that you finance regularly: your house, your car, your college education, and your cell phone. I mean, how amazing is that? Your cell phone costs more than most laptops available on the market.
Now, let's put those in order of importance.
Yeah.
Cell phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Car. Just kidding.
I mean, it's just amazing what they've been able to do, and it shows the way that the world has been changing, and they were trading down around $92 per share less than 3 months ago, and they closed at $121.06 on Friday. So if you were lucky enough to buy around 92, good for you.
He's saying that for one reason.
I did.
Yeah.
But just a little bit. But yeah, not bad.
Yeah, cool. It is amazing how resourceful that company can be in the absence of Steve Jobs. He was the visionary for products. The new people are visionary for making those products part of your life and making sure you can afford to get them.
Yeah, and the other thing was the slowdown in China was supposed to kill him. Yeah, that didn't happen.
No, and even that looks like it's waning.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Anyway, Jim, what can we do you for?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just had a guess for your trivia. I'm going to go with 7%.
I think you just hit it right on the head.
Good job.
Now, the reason I think that's important, as I was explaining, is that people would prefer to be in their own home, whether it's one they currently live in or a different one, 100 times more than they would rather go to a nursing home or something like that. And if you have a...
No doubt about it.
Yeah. If you have a long-term care insurance policy, make sure, if you're looking at one or if you have one, make sure that the home health care option is on there so that you are faced with that decision in ways that you can handle either way. That's my only point. Any other questions we can help you with? Otherwise, I'll put you on hold and we'll get your address.
Okay, no, I don't have any questions. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling and good job. Shows he was paying attention, doesn't it?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. I got one for you, folks. A Ponzi scheme. When will they ever learn? This one, North Carolina, accused a Michigan man of masterminding a gigantic Ponzi that duped over, ready for this number? 10,000 people out of at least $7 million. Okay, I can understand it, but here's how. He promised them returns exceeding 700%. Remember what I always say? If it sounds too good to be true, da-da-da-da-da. Troy Barnes, age 53, was convicted along with Christine Lewis Johnson. Johnson Barnes worked with Troy Barnes, Inc., WWTB, they called it, till they changed it to Achieve. Achieve solicited investors who bought positions, they called them, costing $50 each, that promised a payout of $400 in 3 to 6 months per position. $50, $400, a return of 700%, or an annualized return exceeding 1,000%. And then he suggested that you reinvest those payments. Aha, flagged for the Ponzi, right? I don't know if I can get through it before the break or not. I got to read you this, folks. I hate reading things, but I've just got to do this. This guy, if you want to see the quintessential snake oil salesman, here we go. He invented what he called the 3D matrix, and here is his quote. I thought, what can I do? What can I make? What can I design that has only what works and none of what doesn't? And one day, honestly, this is what happened. I just saw it. I just saw it in my head. This matrix is 3D, which is why I couldn't put it on paper. It's a triple algorithm. And I can't for the life of me tell you why I could figure that out in my head, but I could. So he encouraged everybody to reinvest in his triple algorithm that he couldn't put on paper, and it had all the good and none of the bad, and 10,000 people bid on it. Come on, people. Do yourselves a favor. Do me a favor. Run when you hear something like this. Run.
What's that old saying about if you can't explain it to a six-year-old in a minute, don't do it.
Don't do it. All right, after the break, we're going to talk about some bargains for the veterans because your day is coming up real, real quickly here, and I want to show you how to save money. If we're going to underpay you all of your working lives, I think it's the absolute littlest we could do to save you some of it. So I got some really good ones for you right after the break. Don't go anywhere.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3. WVOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Russian official says Egypt's military has taken control of registering departing passengers for flights out of the country. The move comes as tourists scramble to leave Egypt after Russia suspended passenger flights to Egypt. The Russian embassy, meanwhile, is confirming that a former aide to Russian President Vladimir Putin has died in Washington. Mikhail Lessin, who helped found the English language news service Russia Today, RT, was found dead in an upscale hotel room on Thursday. Russia Today reported on its website the 57-year-old died of a heart attack. Louisiana investigators are combing through evidence in the shooting death of a little six-year-old autistic boy after authorities charged two law enforcement officers. State police say the two officers were booked on charges of second-degree murder and attempted second-degree murder in the Tuesday shooting death of the boy and the wounding of his father after a car chase. More details at SRNNews.com.
We have had courageous leaders through our country's history who, when duty called, did their duty. But this namby-pamby, oh, I'm going to spend time. Welcome to the working world. Welcome to the way the world is. If you want to spend time with your family, then that's fine. Do go spend time with your family. But you are not the right person to lead our country in a perilous time.
The Laura Ingraham Show, weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk WVOB.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Almost every day, we see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. They're looking for someone qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certificates on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices that range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond, after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you have 2,541 different possibilities, all with different prices. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credentialed professionals that'll help guide a customer to the right diamond for them, one she'll be happy with for the rest of her life. So come by and let one of our professionals help you. At Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, the Shops of Ponte Vedra, and the Avenues Mall.
WBOB traffic and weather.
A couple of crashes, one at Beach Boulevard westbound at Sunny Pines Boulevard over there in Jacks Beach. Also, 295 southbound at the overpass of Firestone Road. Going to be partly sunny today, high 85. Enjoy it. Rain next couple of days, 30% chance tonight, 60% chance for Sunday. Overnight low tonight, 70, up to 75 tomorrow. 81 News Talk, AM 600, FM 100.3, WBOB.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the second half of the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we hope you can stay with us for the end of the show. We've got a lot to talk about yet. Far from over. If you have any financial questions, get them together and call in. Callers always go to the head of the line. I have to do this. I have to say a quick word to the citizens of St. John's County who let me down so badly this past week. The half-cent sales tax was passed. And here's how it was passed. Of the voting people who chose to show up, 61% voted for versus those who voted against. A whopping big total of 21.6% of registered voters showed up. You could have voted early. You could have had a vote by mail. You could just run in there for the 2 seconds it takes to say, no, we don't want this shoved down our throat. But no, you stayed home. So 13% of registered voters in St. John's County just raised my taxes and yours if you're living down there and were one of the people who didn't want it. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Enough of that. Doug, what's happening?
Yes.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I have a question. It's basically a general question, but I'm under the belief, as well as many of the people I know, that the country is in some very perilous times right now, and with the Democratic government and Obama's administration, that I don't see any upside right now in general. And with the advent of Hillary Clinton making it through her problems of late, it looks like she's going to be the Democratic nominee to run for presidency. And it appears, because, you know, I believe about 85% of the, you know, American public is totally non-informed, that she stands at least a good chance of being elected, which means a continuation of the Obama policies. So I'm, you know, really at the point right now where I almost don't want to pay my federal income taxes, because I see and what they do with the money, this redistribution of wealth and paying for everything for all the minority groups after hardworking people put their money in and see it wasted the way that it is being done, that I am starting to wonder about the investment strategy I should pursue in the future. I've got two questions. Basically, one, I've got an extra $30,000 right now, which is minimal, but I'm using it as a test case, and I'm wondering, should I buy actual silver coins and gold coins that I can hold myself in the case that I need an emergency? And number two, with the price of oil where it's at right now and the overall situation, you know, in the global economy, I see oil prices eventually going to go up dramatically. That's why I'm surprised, not surprised, but I'm further discouraged that the president was able to vote down the Keystone Pipeline. So is it a good time to buy oil stocks right now?
All right, let's take some of those things in some kind of order. The first one being, don't act on that impulse you have to not pay taxes. If you need the phone number for Wesley Snipes, someone will find it for you. And he tried this. He was one of those voluntary tax guys. And life wasn't so pretty when you're looking through the wrong side of the steel bars in your cell.
Right.
Pay him and bite the bullet and vote right. That said, let's start with the last one. I could not agree with you more on the future price of oil. Even without what's going on now, it is a commodity. That means prices go up and prices go down. With what is going on now, and that includes the canceling of the Keystone Pipeline, it will rise. We have had this strange situation all throughout the world where the production has been going up and up and up. We were doing it domestically. We actually had a couple months where we were net exporters. But now those rigs are closing down. Last time I read, we're 1,001 rigs lower than we were. A lot of people have been laid off. There's a lot of wells that are going just under. They close them down. If you can't sell what you sell for a profit, just stop making it. And that's what's happening. Cars have gotten more efficient. That's a good thing. That means our usage is down. But we let Iran back online recently, 500 barrels a day, and they're going up to 2 million. That's going to increase the supply chain a little bit. And at any given time in the oil market, you're about 3 or 4% of supply and demand that can change, and the price structure just starts to go crazy. Adam was just saying, what do you got for recent stats on the inventory levels?
I didn't bring them with me, but they're still near all-time highs. It's amazing. They have not come down one bit.
We need to work that off a bit, so we're probably a little premature, but I like your idea. Now, one thing you got to always remember about the market will anticipate by 6 to 9 months what they think is going to happen. So if we think we're going to work off that inventory and prices will start to rise in 6 to 9 months, it would be a very good time right now to get in. There's a couple different ways we like to buy it, both exchange-traded funds, IYE and XLE, I believe. And they basically work together.
And Vanguard has one as well, VDE.
Yeah, okay. And I do think your intuition is very good on this. I can't promise there won't be another dip in these stocks, but at the price they're selling for right now, the dividend yields make them worthwhile holding for a while, and you know they will go up as the prices go up. So definitely.
And you're talking about two different things, too. Yep. When we talk about XLE and IYE, they hold the companies that produce the oil. You can also buy the price of oil, basically, through an exchange-traded fund called USO, and that will move with the price of the actual oil that gets sold. So right now, I think the price of oil is in the mid-40s, low 40s.
45 and change.
Yeah, and it dipped out around 38 back in August and shot up, and now it's retreating again. So it looks like it might be headed towards a double bottom, but there's no way to tell in advance. But
I like buying the companies, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Chevron had a great week. I was looking at it earlier, as did Exxon, I believe.
Exxon's getting looked at for their climate change statements by the state of New York. How about that? Jeez, for what they said over the last four decades. Come on, people. Karl Marx, go away. Don't like you. Now the tough one, silver and gold.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer, as you know. How to own it is really personal. And if your scenario is right, I'd want it in cold, hard money. If you want to use it as a trading vehicle, it's much better to do it electronically using GLD or IAU, SLV, any of those exchange-traded funds. But if you're looking at this as a longer-term thing for value that you might actually use, should there be some kind of a monetary crisis, I would go with the hard metals. And the problem with them is they're hard to buy and sell without paying an exorbitant amount of money.
Yeah, I agree, the spot price versus what you actually pay. But on the other hand, what I'm really looking at is not as an investment. I'm looking at it for that crisis situation. And I'm looking at the long term. So I'm not looking at, you know, buying it in the hopes that it's going to double and then I'm going to sell it. I'm planning on buying X amount, $35,000, and keeping it for an emergency. I don't believe it's going to go down a whole lot. There's some gold people thinking it might break, you know, at 1,000 level. But even if it does, I think that it's got an upside better than the downside. And for the long term, it just makes you sleep a little better at night. And, you know, on the oil, that's why I disagree so much with Obama's reasoning here on why he voted it down. We all know it's political, but his reasoning that in the short term or right now, it's not going to adversely affect us. But look at what long term is going to happen, and we don't want to be still buying oil from the Middle East at that point.
I absolutely agree with you. And I think given your long-run goals, putting the hard metal in your hand is a good idea. The people I've talked to that do that tell me shop around a lot. It's extremely competitive buying this stuff, and you can get a much better deal. Yeah, so work hard to get it right. But I'm absolutely in your corner.
Okay, thanks, Ken.
All right, appreciate the call.
Thanks, Doug.
A wonderful concept, that one, because mm-hmm. It really depends what your goals are for the money, what you do with it. All right, got to get to a bunch of stuff for the vets and so on right after the next break, which is coming up real quickly. And then if we get a chance, we're going to talk about the good old fall process called buying a dividend. Don't go away.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit home.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to home.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And it is rolling right past us today, isn't it? And we've got a lot to say yet, so I'm going to get started. I was recently asked if I was a veteran. I said, military, no, but on November 11th, I will have been married to the same woman for 43 years. That's kind of the same, isn't
it? I think it counts. Like, sort of.
I don't know. I'll ask at Publix, because that's one of those places where on the 11th of November, veterans get, and active, of course, get 10% off of everything at Publix. So get out there, and whatever you need, start your list, and don't go shopping until Tuesday.
And I posted on our Facebook page earlier this week a list of places that are doing these kind of giveaways mm-hmm. on
I have
on
a
Wednesday.
Website also.
So, yeah, it's mm-hmm. There's a pretty comprehensive list. There's a lot of places that are offering things on Wednesday. So get out there and take advantage.
All right, World Market. This one's pretty cool because it's already started. All things at World Market are 20% off for active and veterans, except alcohol. So even though they got a nice wine and beer supply, don't go there for that. You can throw it in your cart, but go there for other things. 20% off today through the 11th. So you don't even need to get out of work or anything like that. Just go anytime that's convenient in the next few days. Here's a website for you. You can put it in this way, themilitarywallet.com. Or you could just Google military wallet. But it will take you there, and it is a full list of Veterans Day discounts, freebies, meals, all kinds of things. I was exhausted reading through it. There's so many of them. So take advantage of it. As I said earlier in the show, it's not like we overpay you guys. I've never had a military guy tell me he was in it for the money. Trust me. So the least we can do is try to help you save some, I think. Speaking of saving some, it's that time again in the fall where thoughts of financial planners turn to that wonderful little anomaly called buying a dividend, which applies to mutual fund investors, not in a tax-deferred or a Roth account. In other words, you're buying it in your own name. Dividends work this way. A company makes money, or a bunch of companies make money if it's a mutual fund. They accumulate it along the way, and in a mutual fund, normally about once a year, they're going to pay it to you. Now, they make money in different ways. They make money on earnings of the companies. They buy and sell stocks or whatever inside the funds, and that generates both short-term and long-term capital gains. So generally in the fall, most of them around November or December will announce first that they are going to pay X amount of money broken down this way, income, interest, short-term capital gain, long-term capital gain, and so on. Now, let's say you owned an individual stock and it was selling for $20. That company pays a dollar dividend. Well, first off, there's a declaration date, which is the day of the formal announcement that the dividend is on its way. The second date you got to look at is the record date, which means that the owners of the stock at the close of business on that day will receive the dividend. The next one that's important is called the ex-dividend date, which is the next day. That means when you buy it, you don't get the dividend anymore. But what happens to the price between the record date and the ex-dividend date? If it's selling for 20 and overnight they pay a dollar, automatically on the exchange, the stock opens the next morning at $19. That $1 is taken off of the price and paid to the former owner. So if you buy it the next day, you do not get the dividend, but you only pay $19. Now, in a mutual fund, what happens frequently is that those monies will get paid out and they're reinvested in new shares, which means that you don't have any extra cash. But let's say your mutual fund is selling for $20 and paid a dollar out in the miscellaneous components of their payout, which would be short-term, long-term, and so on. The next day, what will happen is the mutual fund shares will cost $19, but you'll have 5% more of them. That's $1 out of 20. Okay, no gain, no loss, no harm, no foul, right? If it's in a tax-deferred account or a non-taxable account. But if you own it in a taxable account and that dollar gets paid, whether you take the dollar out, they could send you a check for a dollar, or whether you leave it in the fund and it produces more shares for you, it is taxable to you as either the short-term, long-term, whatever the breakdown is. So what would happen if you bought it on the record day? You bought some shares, and overnight they paid out that dollar, so now you're going to own 10% more shares worth 5% more shares worth 5% less money each, and you'll have a taxable event in your account for that 5%. No money to pay it in addition, but it's a taxable event. When that happens, A, it's usually an accident, people don't look, but it's called buying a dividend. Now, I had a call many years ago, never forget this one. Microsoft had declared their first dividend. It was a good one. It was like $3. They were divesting themselves of some cash. And a young fella called in and said, I've got an idea. How about I buy a bunch of Microsoft stock, and then I take the $3 a share and then sell them right away? I said, well, you can do that if you want to, but what will happen is you'll have the exact amount of money that you used to have, only it'll be taxable to you. What? He had a little trouble with that concept that the price was actually going to fall and he was going to be taxed on that dividend. But it does happen. And the way you avoid it is you go to the websites of the mutual funds themselves and you look up their pre-announcement of when these dividends are going to be paid. Let's use my favorite example, Oakmark Equity Income. I got a few extra bucks. I'm going to buy another couple grand of Oakmark. So I just arbitrarily go into the account and I buy it. Well, Oakmark hasn't paid yet this year. So sometime in the next 2 months, they're going to pay out their earnings and their short-term and long-term capital gains, and I'm going to get taxed on it. Well, I might not think that's a very good idea. I don't really want any more taxable income this year. So what would be smarter is I go to oakmark.com and I look up their pre-announcement, and it says on whatever date, let's say December 6th, they just pulled that out of the air because they haven't announced yet. I'm going to say, okay, if that's the date, I'm going to put a note on my calendar and I'm going to buy it on December 7th when I'm not buying that dividend anymore. I will get more shares than I would have by the amount that they pay. I will have no taxable event. Everything's even. Very copacetic. You don't want that to happen to you. A good advisor would not let that happen to his clients. Trust me on that one. So, how do you keep track of all this stuff the easy way? I have it. A free website called capgainsvalet.com. C-A-P, gains, G-A-I-N-S, valet, V-A-L-E-T.com. This guy goes over and over all of the mutual funds out there and accumulates all the news and keeps updating it. You can look there at one site and tell exactly what that date will be for the next dividend date, the next record date, I should say. Buy it right afterwards, not right before, and you will be okay. I wanted to also remind the people out there, if you're listening, there was a lady 2 or 3 weeks ago who called in and won a trivia prize, and we forgot to get the address. And you know who you are. We'll keep asking until we find you. Please just call the show at 222-TALK and leave your address, and Adam and I'll make real sure that you get a gift card from Ken Bales. Also, a special thanks to Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. I think Troy Robinson would agree with me right now that he ought to be spending all of his time doing projects, because the trimming and mowing ought to have slowed down quite a little bit. But somehow the weatherman didn't agree with that, so he's still hard at it on the maintenance side. But he'll do anything to take care of or improve your lawn. And, yes, we use him. He's a good guy. Call him 662-9794. All right, Adam, any words of wisdom for the last 60 seconds? What should we do this week in the market?
Oh, gosh, who knows? It's going to be, the trend has been kind of flat, so I would predict that unless something shocking happens next week, we're not going to see a whole lot of movement again. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, you got a few seconds. Tell them how to reach us during the week.
Sure, you can always call the office at 685-1505, area code 904, or find us online at www.vanweefinancial.com. If you don't like calling into the radio, you can always email us at info@vanweefinancial.com. We'll take your questions, bring them in next week, and answer them on air.
Okay. And remember, we are fee only. We're father and son. We're very unique in our marketplace. Give us a call. We'd like to help you with your planning and investing your money. So give us a call, 685-1505. And we'll see you here next week. We'll be live as always. So get ready, make a note of it, and we'll see you then.
Are you looking to connect and build new wholesome relationships? Then come out to the City Reach Seven Bridges Fall Block Party Saturday, November 7th. It's Family and Friends Day at Sandalwood High School. You can enjoy food, music, bounce houses, fun, and fellowship. Come challenge a friend in the cornhole tournament for the ultimate prize. For more information, go to sevenbridges.cityreachnetwork.org. That's sevenbridges.cityreachnetwork.org, or call 904-748-9175. That's 904-748-9175.
News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB want you to know one in four homeless people in America is a U.S. veteran. Homeless veterans can be found in any community, including right here in Northeast Florida. You can help by making a donation to the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans, or call 354-4162. That's 904-354-4162. And thank you from News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB.
WBOB Jacksonville is AM 600 and 100.3 FM Jacksonville. News Talk WBOB.
News This Hour from Town Hall.